Blog Talk Radio.
In cahoots, I'm Sam.
Chris.
And we're back for goddamn second time this week.
I feel like after all of our hiatuses that we go on,
we come back with
an episode, and then we do like another one. And it's we're doing a second one.
Yeah,
you better believe it.
Yeah, it's like almost a reaffirm to ourselves. Right before we were on the air, we were talking about Michael Fassbender's dick. For listeners, just so you know.
From Shame.
From the movie Shame.
For those of you that want to go watch it now.
Yeah. Shame. You know, you have the lovely, you know, he does a fantastic job as Magneto in my book.
Oh, definitely.
Do you agree? It's a shame he's in one of the shittiest fucking DC movies around. Ever made. Thank God people don't remember Hugh in it. Thank God people just kind of fucking forgot about Jonah Hex.
Oh, that's right.
He's the fucking villain in it.
I forgot Jonah Hex was a movie.
And Thanos was in it.
Gosh, you're right.
God, I'm looking at this. This is like fucking just covered in fucking guys who've been in comic movies now. Because, okay, it's got Brolin in it as Jonah Hex. So Thanos is Jonah Hex. Megan Fox. We can say April O'Neil.
Yeah.
Fassbender. And then Michael Shannon. Good old General Zod. He's in it.
Okay.
The best part of the movie, which was appearance by, I think he's even uncredited, but there's a brief appearance by Jeffrey Dean Morgan, so the comedian. And then maybe Thomas Wayne. No one really knows, because there's also rumors he's also Lionel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I've heard. People aren't quite sure what we think it is. If it's Lionel Luther or if he's not. So, we'll see. We'll see when that movie comes out.
Yeah.
But, okay, I wanted to do something fun. God, where the heck is fucking out at now? Okay. Real quick, before we go on to what we want to do, a continuation of the tale we started last episode. But something's been really amusing you and I, really the last couple days, ever since it started. TNA's been doing, like, a death march of tapings.
Yes, they have.
That's the only way to describe it, correct?
I think so.
No one quite knows what's going on, like, at all. The first couple nights, there was little to no storyline. Matches. Like, I know one night they had 19 matches, and another night they had 21 matches.
No one's coming out with their belts.
No one comes out with their belts. No one even cut the promo. There were vague references to, like, if they did, there was vague references to a tournament and a team challenge series and Genesis, which is not their next pay-per-view. In fact, it's
nope.
Really, I guess, their January event. No one knows what's going on with that company.
No one at all.
No one. I don't think people in charge know what's going on with it.
I mean, I'm really hoping that while we're sitting here, I hit refresh and I see their tapings for tonight. Because they have like 9 days of this shit, I think.
Oh, I have the results from tonight, Chris.
Oh, do you really?
I do. I have to. Someone on the the old WrestleCraft forums. These tapings have really caught the imagination of that board, and people have become like, everyone's just mocking them and such, and something that probably normally would get like 10 pages of comments, they're in the 150s right now.
Oh my.
Talking about the insanity of these tapings, and some guy is on the forum is going to them. And so he's sending in the results.
I would say that I think if these tapings were happening and we were there, we would go.
I don't know, but have you seen the crowd they've been getting?
That's what I'm saying.
There's nobody
there.
We
would go because the tickets would be so cheap.
No, you don't understand. They're free.
They can't be free.
Yes, they are.
No.
You don't pay to see Impact taping. Those are free tickets.
What?
Yes.
No. I don't buy it.
You don't have... No, that is 100% true. You can't... Because that's part of their agreement with Universal. They can't charge admission for the tapings. And I believe you do not even have to get admission to the park. You can just go to the tapings for free. Yeah, they're free, motherfucker. Which makes the TNA of Boondoggle even crazier, in that they're a TV company that can't get people to come to fucking free tapings.
They must have sold Destination
America
some BS.
This is AWA at the end of its days when they're taping in that fucking pink room. And they had a TV challenge series. They had one. Jake Milliman was one of the leaders, if I remember right.
I don't understand how you can do so bad.
I don't know. They're terrible.
How can you have that terrible of booking?
Well, the best is that was it last night? Or was it two? They're literally doing an invasion with GF Dub that's going to last like 2 weeks. So if you thought that the WCW invasion was handled badly, then this is just the king of that.
Yeah, it was. I don't even know where to go. Like, the fact that they have this invasion angle for it makes no sense to me. Because I mean, I always just thought that Jarrett was trying to distance himself. You know, I thought I was giving him too much credit. I thought he was a better man than he is.
Why did you think this?
Because he was getting out. He wasn't around.
I think it's that they both think that, I mean, I think it's one of those, they both realize they're both sinking ships.
I don't even think GF Dub ever left the dock.
No, it was already sunk.
Hell, I don't even know if he ever built anything. I think he got the supplies to build the ship. And then he realized he couldn't find the nails to put it together. So he decides, I'm going to put my ship, and I'm going to try to build on to TNA without any nails. And so it's like a house of cards, just putting them together and building on, and it's just going to blow over. And good. They had shirts, Sam. They had shirts, and they had 8x10 pictures of Jeff and Karen Jarrett.
I wish we would have bought those.
They were selling shit that they weren't even. It was like if I created some EWR promotion and I made a website for that promotion saying, hey, look at all these guys I got. Why don't you buy a shirt? Here's my shirt for the SWF.
Hey, we ran some shows.
I know. But, you know, it's just did you ever see the GSW shows that they had? They did those stupid baseball stadium shows.
Yeah.
Who said put a ring in a baseball field?
There was one in Iowa, my friend. You could have gone.
And I should have.
That was like 4 hours away from you. I looked. If it would have been closer, you and I would have went. If it was in Des Moines, you couldn't keep us away.
No. It is amazing to me at how big of a waste it feels. I mean, here we're listening. I'm getting very passionate about it because I wanted something good. I wanted there to be something.
About a show
that never even
happened. Watch.
No. We're not talking about TNA. I'm not passionate about that. I was hoping that there was something good that was going to come from it. You know, he had all this stuff like, oh, we're going to pull in these talents from all around. You know, and then all of a sudden, nothing happens.
Yeah, I thought the Young Bucks were going to be a big part of it.
Back and back. Huh?
I thought, like, the New Japan guys were a big part of it. Instead, it became fucking just TNA.
Yeah. I thought that, too. I mean, that was why he had the show in January. You know, he's like,
yeah.
Hey, check out this stuff. This is the kind of stuff. And then I can't imagine the Bullet Club actually showing up in this.
Oh, God, that would be a step down.
You know, if he's really a part of it, AJ Styles isn't going to be a part of this angle, is he?
No, God, no. So,
you know, I mean, this is kind of a spit in the face of all those people.
It is. I just want to read some of the stuff.
All right.
I want to read last night's results and tonight. This is the only night that there's, like, any sort of storyline, and that's what I love about it. Okay, there's a couple of crazy matches. Tommaso Ciampa defeated Crazy Steve. I didn't realize Tommaso Ciampa wrestled for TNA. But he did.
Which guy is he?
He was a Ring of Honor guy. He was a TV champ for a while. He's the Sicilian Psychopath.
Oh,
he's in PWG right now, too. It's kind of weird. I thought he was going to be like the next hot indie guy, and it just never quite happened.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, this sounds fucking stupid. Mr. Anderson defeated Bram in an open mic match, which had his mic hanging over the ring as a weapon. They used tables, ladders, and chairs. That's the second match on the card. Are you kidding me? Who structures this thing? Jeff Hardy returned and cut a promo. You know, I give Jeff a hard time, but I realized he was very popular at one point. He was not popular for cutting promos.
No.
And he cut a promo on Matt Hardy getting the World Heavyweight title shot. Ethan Carter III came out and said he will defend the title only if Jeff becomes his assistant when Matt loses. Okay. Eric Young put his feet on the ropes to defeat Chris Melendez. Per the stipulation, Young gets Melendez's leg and he can't use it in wrestling anymore. Oh, God, Eric Young's got a mocking the handicap gimmick, I guess.
Yeah, he was one of their most over guys.
For the longest time, for when they've been doing these results, I keep on thinking that Chris Melendez is fucking Chris Masters, but he's not.
Yeah, nope.
American Wolves defeated Abyss and Manic to retain the TNA Tag Team titles. James Storm tried to interfere, but Manahati Shera made the save. I guess that guy's just fucking terrible.
Manahati Shera?
Yeah, I hear he's just the fucking worst. I hear he's just as bad as the Great Khali, but he's like a normal size human.
Yeah.
Brooke Tessmacher versus Velvet Sky in a non-title match and in a no contest when they were attacked by Jade and Marty Bell. Fuck, I don't want to read all this knockout shit. Bobby Roode defeated Bobby Lashley, Mr. Anderson, and James Storm in a fatal four-way to earn a shot against King of the Mountain champion TJ Black or Justin Gabriel.
Okay, now here is my thing about that. King of the Mountain title. If you
yeah,
call
like
it King of the Mountain... Shouldn't that always be defended in a King of the Mountain match?
I think it should be. It's not, though. When did that become, like, a championship?
When did it?
Yeah. That's what I don't understand. I know when it happened. But I, like,
okay,
how
okay.
That... Oh, goddamn, let's just go on. I'm going to have a stroke, I think.
No.
Whoa, what was that?
So, no. What happened was
that
Jeff Jarrett vacated the King of the Mountain title because he is the TNA authority because Bully Ray was there for a show.
I thought Jeff Jarrett said he quit. No, I thought Jeff Jarrett said he quit the promo, too.
I don't know.
I don't know.
We're talking about things that we read. We didn't even watch the damn thing. We're going off of whoever gave us the spoiler.
And I am adamant we will not see most of this shit ever. Ever. This will be like a lost movie or something. It'll never get released to the public. In-ring segment with Dixie Carter and Jeff Jarrett. They talked about GFW and TNA working together until Drew Galloway interrupts. He says everyone is happy about the changes going on, but there's a dark cloud hanging over the impact zone. Drew revealed two rental cars caught on security camera leaving recent attacks in the impact zone were registered to Jarrett. Oh, God damn, this shit's just terrible.
It was Rikishi.
Yeah, exactly. Let me come out. Trevor Lee and Brian Myers, Kurt Hawkins, defeated the Wolves to become tag team champions. Let's just move to tonight. Because, goddamn, that's the one I want you to make sure you know because they did, in fact, lose the titles tonight. The Wolves defeated Trevor Lee and Brian Myers to win the TNA tag titles.
Who has the tag titles now?
Why even do it? The Wolves beat Trevor Lee and Brian Myers to win the TNA tag titles. They beat them the night before. Like,
okay, so... Have the Wolves even fully been in TNA for a year?
Probably a year now. Yeah, I'd say so.
I think they've had the titles at least 20 times.
Oh, God. I think one of them. I'm going to look real quick. How many?
So it's like they win them. They win the damn things, and then one of them gets injured because they wrestled each other.
Yeah.
Then they give them up. But then by the time the show airs... They had to vacate them, but that vacating episode airs by the time they're heel.
They made their debut January 16th, 2014. They have had the TNA World Tag Team Championship four times in a year and
yeah.
a half. And that might not even be counting tonight. It probably isn't. So they will have it like five times. in a year and a half.
That's insane.
It is insane. EC3 and Tyrus beat Matt Hardy and Rockstar Spud. Jeff Hardy is now EC3's servant for a match stipulation. EC3 ordered Jeff Hardy to attack Rockstar Spud or he would be out of a job, so Hardy did. Team TNA defeated Team GF Dub in a lethal lockdown match for control of the company. Galloway pinned Brian Myers to win a match for Team TNA. Dixie Carter celebrated with winning team members.
So
Team GFW was Sanjay Dutt, Eric Young, Brian Myers, Chris Mordetsky, and Jeff Jarrett.
Okay, but so it was just for the winning of control of TNA?
I believe so.
Okay.
And
but I would have just went
tomorrow.
Out there. I would have laid down and had a finger point Oak of Doom if I'm GFW. Why the hell do you want to? Why would you want to have control of TNA?
No one wants to.
If the finger poke of Doom ever comes back, it's that match.
God damn it. Why are we talking about TNA so much? Why are we getting so worked up?
Because it's made for, I don't know.
Entertaining. It's entertaining, I think. But let's talk about something else that we need to continue on with our tale. Agreed? We'll get back to wrestling by the end of the show.
Okay. All right. We can hit the strikes back portion of the tale.
Yeah. Because we were not done with our story of the gentleman's 40, the 3 for 30.
Well, I mean, we were done with the
prequel
first act.
Yeah, we were done with like setting the stage. So then it's the weekend of your 30th birthday, correct?
Yes, correct.
And what were you back in town for?
That would be Andy's son's baptism.
And what were you?
Which I am his godfather.
Okay. That's really all we need to know, I think.
Indeed.
So
it was Friday night.
It was Friday night, and I met you two at Twin Peaks. Correct?
Yes. Yes. That is correct. That's right.
And
that's right. Now it's coming back to me because we weren't even thinking about going. I mean, we dabbled in the idea, like we talked briefly about it. Correct?
I think more
about
Jeff
going
and joking, but yeah.
And then Andy dropped the bomb that it was for sale, right?
Yeah. So that piqued our interest. That piqued our interest. So then we felt the need to go on some sort of bizarre fact-finding mission. It's only a real way to describe it.
No.
And we ended up going. And how long were we there?
Gosh. Did we leave at 1?
We were there for 3 hours, buddy.
We were there for 3 hours, weren't we?
I'm not quite sure when we left.
But I don't think we didn't mention how long we were there.
No, we
on the
never
prequel.
Did. The prequel, how long were we
there?
Because
we got there at like 9:30, and we left at 10:30 or 11.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, it was, that was a very brief time.
Yeah.
But there was so much story. I think the length of the first time, not the first time, that was Jazzy Bachelor Party you and I went. That was just weird. But no, it was the crassness of 90s.
Yeah.
And the talking up to that Friday,
yeah,
you know, it just was kind of like, oh, well, you know, we have such a story, at least the one that we have developed.
Yeah. Whether
and then 3 hours later.
Yeah. Well, and make no mistake, there's some gold from the second trip.
Yes.
There's definite gold. How would you describe 90s that evening?
She was definitely on a downer. She was not the main attraction.
No.
She was definitely not getting the attention that she probably was used to.
Yeah.
That was the night, and then when she would dance, she had her stare that she just wouldn't look at anybody.
That was the second time through the lineup. What happened? Now, I want to tell a little story about the first time she danced and what she did to my glasses. She took off my glasses, and then she then tapped them on her labias. And I want to clarify that this left a residue. Well, from what I will just call stripper oil.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not really sure what else to call it.
Oh, that's right. And then I saw the you were unpleasantly not happy after that one.
No,
oh,
because
goodness.
I'd like to clarify. I couldn't even just use them as, like, I couldn't get my glasses clean. I had to clean them with a spray and a proper cleaning cloth when I got home. I didn't ask for that, Chris. I didn't ask for it.
I don't know if anyone does. But then she's just, yeah. I mean, oh, good Lord. Crying here. I completely forgot about that.
Well, you remember
okay.
Now.
But you
and
know
then,
what else we forgot about?
Yeah.
The first?
Yeah.
The artist.
Oh, shit. We know. We haven't even talked about him. Go on. Go on, please.
So,
please.
So, I would also... So, you know, things just... are coming back, you know, as a flood of emotion. I'll tell you what even gave me more of a flood of emotion later. It was, we get there, and there was a guy sitting at the stage with a sketch pad and the goofiest grin on the face. And he was sketching the girls. And, well, what? And he's a recurring character. I mean, he was there every night.
Yes.
You were there.
Yes.
So, I mean, maybe this was just a guy who, I don't know. But it wasn't like he was throwing money out all the time, was he?
Not really, but when he did, it was fantastic. His face, his animated, it was just always great.
That's true. He never didn't have a smile.
No. I wish I could be that happy in my life. I'll say that right here, right now.
So, yeah. We dubbed him, what Earth number was he? But we...
Oh, he's Nathan of Earth Triple X.
That's right. Nathan of Triple X, Earth Triple X.
He's Nathan.
He actually embraced his artistic side.
And he was not friends with any of us. He didn't really
nope.
have any friends at all. This thing is going to
be like
Saturday.
on weekends.
I kind of feel like it would be, not that we weren't friends with Cliff, but after school, who's talked to Cliff? It's like, yeah. Nathan and Cliff merged into one person, maybe. It's artistic Cliff.
I could see that.
So, yeah, that guy, but he'd been there. I mean, girls would talk to him. And then when he would give the girls his sketches, it was just creepy, too.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. But I got to say, this night had a couple very memorable people that we still refer to. There is a generic 30-year-old blonde who I couldn't pick out from the lineup if you, like, had a gun to my head. Could you?
No. And that, therefore, her name was generic 30 blonde.
Yeah.
No, it's not like she was bad looking. I mean, no, she was just
Listeners,
was,
you know five women who look exactly like her.
Yeah. You know, she didn't have any of the dumb tattoos.
No.
Just three.
Yeah.
Who else do we have?
That night we also had the one that, like, you kept obsessing about because it boggled your mind, that, like, the worst stripper there, she also was the one who made she made $90.
Yeah, $90.
That boggled your mind.
Oh, listeners, this girl was sitting out, whenever she wasn't on stage, she was sitting and talking to an older gentleman, and I think it was the second round with her in the lineup where she went to go dance. This gentleman went up to the stage, and he was dropping 20s and 5s for her, and she was, I would say, less than attractive to generic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, no one else put $90 up, but this gentleman was doing what a gentleman club does, and he was 20s. And I think he never went and got a private from her. He just was there for the, I guess,
yeah,
conversation.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. And then there was like a self-deprecating stripper that we had some talk with.
Yeah.
We seemed to have a rapport with. But, you know,
this was nice.
Which was nice, but that's about it. And then Headliner.
You definitely knew 90s and Headliner did not.
They're
get
rivals.
Along.
They are, well, 90s. Headliner is what 90s was 15 years ago.
In the 90s.
In the 90s.
Before she started being a manager at the Golden Corral.
Yeah, which is what we've decided on.
That's
was
her,
trying to...
her secret identity. She works at
exactly.
Golden Corral.
Yeah.
She almost blew her cover for you.
I know. It'd be a real shame. Well, you know what? Okay, so then we decided... Then the next night.
Oh, whoa. So I forgot about these two people that were also there that night. Because, so I was looking.
Oh, crap. I know what you're talking about.
This song, I don't know. It's something like Trap Queen or Trap Queen, which is a song that a guy for the Royals plays when he comes up to,
really?
You know, bat.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And then also now, so the Royals are obsessed with it, I guess. And now the Royals, if they don't, like, quote the singer or the rapper, which his name is Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap is the guy. They get fined if they don't quote his lyrics in interviews. So anyway, I read this. I'm like, okay, what's this song? And this is the song where it's the guy is talking about bacon pies in the kitchen. Remember that song? Well, anyway, this led me to remember the guy and the girl. And the girl who was like, I don't know if she was like trying to audition or if she was just high on meth or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that girl was dancing and everything, and I totally forgot about those two.
Yeah.
But thank you, Kansas City Royals, and your obsession with trap to get me to remember those characters.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just, I am just in such awe. Now, granted, maybe these people there are, like, remember those two guys that were there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we sit there and people watch.
We do people watch. Way
and
more
I can't
so.
Believe you. Go on.
Way more so. I'll argue people watch more than girl watch.
Yeah.
Well,
and then we also
watch
the
that,
girls
was
more.
Was that the night of Frank Castle, too?
Yes.
Yeah, there was this guy in a Punisher shirt that I dubbed Frank Castle. And then there
yeah,
was
because
this
he was friends with a guy from.
Who liked rape fantasy porn, I decided.
And he was at Twin Peaks.
He was at Twin Peaks.
And that was also the night when 90s was posting up on the couch.
Yes.
Describe and she couldn't catch anyone.
No, not at all. It's like
that was
it's he and the grizzled veteran who just can't do it anymore.
I mean, we spent the entire time of Raw at the strip club.
We did, and I can't make it through 3 hours of Raw anymore. I have to be doing something else.
Oh, definitely.
And I'd like to add, like, I think that night it was I was watching quite a bit of like some UFC thing with Conor McGregor on the TV.
Yeah.
I don't even watch
UFC. No, I was gonna say, is that why you don't like watching UFC or even talking about it because it gets you thinking about strip clubs? And that's always what's on.
Whenever
I text you about UFC, I'm like, oh man, this fight's great. You're just like, damn it, why am I not at a strip club? You have the two associated with each other now.
I guess so.
Every time you're just like, I could just really go for one right now.
Go.
Oh man, Conor McGregor. Oh, Uriah Faber, you're on some weird show. I mean, that was to me the weirdest thing on the shows was that Uriah Faber show, which was like stories and cartoons.
Yeah.
What the hell is this?
Yeah.
So that was. Yeah, I mean, so we. I guess we haven't even gone through kind of how we dubbed. So we kind of went through the characters of it. We haven't dubbed the Star Wars references to them yet.
Oh, no. I mean, that's the time for another. Oh, we got just a few minutes, my friend. It's going to be like a 6-part saga. This is going to be like Star Wars.
I didn't even realize that was what was going to happen. But you know what? We'd have time if we didn't rant on TNA.
Oh, God, no. But we do have other wrestling news. Sadly,
we do.
Someone retired today. Someone that... It's funny. At first, you and I really didn't like her. But then she reminded us of a beloved time gone by.
Oh, indeed. Indeed. We the wrestling world says not in death wrestling world, but in retirement. But I mean, really, when was the last time she was on TV, or when was she even really utilized as like a main piece? Lay Cool. I mean, when Michelle McCool retired, she was, her career was basically over.
Yeah,
as
unfortunately.
Well.
Yeah.
So anyway, Layla, or Layla L, has retired. You know, I mean, she definitely, as she got older, she was still good looking. I mean, she was one of the best still.
I think she was still one of the most attractive of the ladies. But, you know, Vince probably saw that she was 38 and was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's old. Real old.
You know, and so, and it is. I mean, with this revolution that they're going with, even though they, you know, they hype a show or hype a match for SmackDown, and again, it gets scrapped. Do the writers for SmackDown not pay attention to what happens on Raw? Like when Raw says there's going to be a match on SmackDown, do they pay attention to that?
I don't think they give a shit. This is what I've always heard is that literally Vince gives SmackDown about 5 minutes and it stinks.
Well, see, what I like about reading like the SmackDown is how the four guys in that main event are the guys that I want to see.
God,
I just wish that carried over. What?
Taping.
Owens and Rollins versus Cesaro and Ambrose.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's guys right there that have this ability that I think could progress the show. It's just that they don't want to let go of their Ortons, their Sheamuses, and Cenas.
Yeah.
I mean, they have clearly made it
so
the U.S. title is better than the world title.
Well, and the worst part is that you're lumping Sheamus in, but those other two fuckers have been around way longer than Sheamus, like 7 years longer.
Yeah.
Because Sheamus doesn't go on to Raw until 2009, and, you know, at that point, it's like Randy Orton and Cena have been around since 2002. It's a long time, especially when you're talking about the days when it's like fucking they're on every week, and it's just like, God, I don't want to see Randy Orton again. I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that fucker anymore.
Yep. So anyway, I guess I look at the time, and so I guess we'll go with some.
Rack
of the week. So, who you got?
I mean, I figured it was probably. I mean, are you going to do Layla?
Well, I was going to say a collective, like a honorary, you know, Layla.
And Michelle McCool. That's kind of what I.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, that's good. I like that. I'm going to go with Becky Lynch. I'm going to throw her in there.
You want to throw her in, too? Well, it's either that or we had to do Extreme Exposé in my book.
Well, we might as well throw Extreme Exposé in there, too, with Anonymous Brooke.
I was looking, and
she also was involved with that Crystal Marshall. I did. I read through her Wikipedia because I was like, she was on SmackDown on that time where there was weird stuff. And then there was that, Lena, whatever. That Asian broad, Lana Vetta or something. She was in that sort of blink of an eye. I don't know.
I don't really remember her at all.
So anyway, I'd say, Lay Cool, Extreme Exposé, Becky Lynch.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. Well, for any coots, I'm Sam.
And I'm Chris.
Have a good one.